Last term for serving?
Yes, it is.
I want to ask you, you'd be the longest-serving mayor in Canada, longest-serving mayor in the history of Mississauga. Many people who are actually running against you have raised questions about, A, your health for the next 4 years. What's your response to the fact that they're concerned about your health and maintaining that?
If I could be in better health, it would hurt. I want to tell you, while I was in Italy, I got permission to go from one of the counselors to go to Italy. And I went on the zip line. I made history as the oldest person ever to be on the zip line.
Well, what is your plan, though, for succession, though? I mean, after 4 years, do you hope that you have a succession
plan? I hope that people will come forward and want to run for mayor. I think it's very important. I hope it will be people that will be on the council that will want to, because I believe experience is helpful in being a mayor of the city, very definitely. You know, even after being in politics for 40 years, you know, you're learning things every day, of new legislation and new things that are unfolding. You never stop learning. So it is quite an education.
Excuse me, could you direct your questions to me, and because there's others who are ahead of you, sir.
Yes. Do you ever think about retirement? You think about Queen Elizabeth at 84 and like Robert Mugabe at 86, and you know, they're all younger than you and they don't seem to be going anywhere. Do you ever think about retirement?
No. In fact, even if I don't run, even if I say after this term I'm not going to run again, I'm going to find something to do. You can't sit by and do nothing. I've never done that through my life. I've been active all my life in sports and you name it. I can't sit still. I have to go to do things.
You read the culture.
Mayor McCallum, some people are saying though that it's time for some fresh blood. What do you say to that?
Time for what?
Some fresh blood, new younger people to lead this city.
It's up to the people in the society to decide whether they want fresh blood. Well, it's democracy in action.